I waited for her sobs to pass. "What happened? How did all this happen?" She gathered herself together with effort, brushing back the tears and her hair and sitting up straight. Then she told me. Most of it I knew, who Borglin was and the like, and what he wanted. Other parts I had assumed. The ultimatum, the landing of the troops, the guarantees of safety for cooperative types. No one had believed Borglin when he had first claimed to have arranged to sabotage the screens. The board showed green. Then had come the blast to match the hole Borglin had already shown me. Shortly afterward, Holly had ordered everyone out. It wasn't until all were gathered in the valley at the crew quarters that Lya had noticed he was missing.
"I called him at the dome, and he said he wasn't coming, and that he wouldn't let anyone else in, and he hasn't spoken to me since. Jack, you've got to do something."
"I will. But why, Lya? Why did he stay? Did he tell you?" She frowned and shook her head.
"Just that he couldn't give in to that man, to Borglin, not after what happened to the city folk."
I sighed. "What happened?"
"Oh, I didn't tell you that. I was so worried about, well, they had guns, Jack. I don't know where they got them, and they attacked Borglin's people."
"And got killed?"
"No. Well, yes, some of them. I guess a lot of them. God, Jack, those monsters have everything."
"I know. What about the city?"
"Oh, well, they all ran back there to hide. But Borglin called them and told them to bring him all their guns."
"Did they?"
"Some did, I think. But most of them didn't. Then Borglin said he was going to teach them a lesson, and he started bombing them, or whatever he did to us."
"Mortars."
"Yes, mortars. He shot them all over the city. Said he was teaching them a lesson."
I frowned, looking up at the looming slums, still ugly, but standing.
"Anyway,"
she went on,
"then they all came out with the guns, and they took them, Borglin's people did. But when they got back to the city, he started the mortars again."
"After they'd given in?" She nodded.
"He said the lesson wasn't over."
I looked again at the stacks. It didn't make sense. Then I reached the end of the perimeter and made the turn inward toward the main square.
"God damn!"
"What, Jack?"
I explained to her that I had just found the lesson. There was no main square. The land was there, even some of the puddle. But what made it a square, the buildings which surrounded and enclosed it, were gone. Gone. So was most of the far side of the maze. A square kilometer, at least. The only section still intact was the perimeter I had been following. And nothing, nothing at all, was moving. No one.
"Did he kill everybody?" I muttered.
"Jack?"
called Lya. I ignored her, still staring. Then I laughed.
"Jack?"
she called again.
"Are you laughing?"
"No," I lied, though I soon stopped. It wasn't funny, but I had slept through it. It was too terrifying to be anything but funny. Damn, I thought next. I must have been in a coma. I felt the back of my head again. The lump felt bigger to my trembling fingers.
"Of course," I cried, seeing what must have happened. "Holly decided to defend the dome after this."
She nodded glumly.
"That's right, Jack. Jack, can you... is there anything you can do?"
"I have a way to get in," I assured her. If Holly hadn't closed it, I amended to myself.